Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Hi, this is Ben Domenech, the host of the Federalist Radio Hour. We're a daily show coming to you 5 days a week from Washington, D.C., where we interview our nation's top journalists, politicians, authors, chefs, economists, entertainers, and more. If you're looking for a contrarian discussion on news, politics, or culture, give us a listen and subscribe at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or at Apple Podcasts.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Oh, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, to the big show.
Sunday version.
Of everything you ever wanted to know about home improvement and other things. Health.
Wealth.
Fun.
Wisdom.
The fact that Kalen's dad is in Terminator. I don't need. I just learned this whole thing. This is awesome.
You really didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Kalen, our own friend, we sit here and look at Daly's father, had sex with Sarah Connor before she was in the mental institution.
This is true.
Jesus.
So did I.
Which I had to witness as a young boy.
Do people... How did that go over?
It might have scarred me a little bit, but you know,
did you ever jerk off like thinking about your dad?
Oh yeah, all the time, right? That's my favorite thing to think about. Great question.
It's fucking weird. Wow. And now you're back at home.
Oh, yep. Man, this is good stuff. Listen.
How's the raping going? Are you okay?
Yeah, with many years of therapy, I've come out okay.
This is a big deal. I'm so excited to know that. I love that movie. I grew up with it. Sarah Connor.
So Kalen.
Oh, well, whatever. What are you going to do?
He's also in Tombstone.
Yeah, he is.
Aliens,
you don't have to tell me.
Planetary.
I watched that guy.
Abyss.
I thought he was great.
I can keep going.
Fantastic.
And Matt, were you... this was all knowledge you had prior.
How did Kalen find his way here to our fine show?
Well, for fans who don't know, his dad, the aforementioned Michael Biehn, was promoting a movie on the Adam Carolla show. And after the show, he said, I got a couple kids who I think might make good interns.
Yeah.
And
that meant, for Adam, that meant free labor. So he was in.
So Kalen and his brother both came in to interview, and Kalen got the job.
Yeah, he did.
All those years ago.
You know why? Because he's a solid, solid individual.
We said, this guy can push a broom. This guy can do some lunch runs.
Push some buttons, yeah.
Yeah.
He can fucking get some coffee.
And look at him now.
Where's the brother?
He does not have a job.
You might not know where he is.
He's living with his girlfriend, who I think he's with just so he's not homeless.
Yeah, if I recall, he was a hell of a poker player.
He was a hell of an online poker player with his brother back in the college day, but then they shut down all the good online sites, and so he's not quite as good in person.
So basically they eliminated his employer.
Exactly.
And what's the age difference?
8 years.
So
are you senior?
Yeah. Okay. He's got a twin as well.
Are you or are you not the love child of John Connor and Sarah? And
No, I would be John Connor.
You're John. So are you John Connor?
I'm John Connor.
So do you have Cyborg in you at all or no?
No, John Connor is very much against the Cyborg.
Of course he is. Yeah. God bless you.
Anti-Cyborg.
No further questions. You're on.
All right, moving right along.
Moving right along. Then I noticed our own razor come in the shop. And the reason I was laughing about this is because I did the same thing. When I used to smoke cigarettes and I put patches on.
Yeah.
And then I would chew the gum with the patches and smoke a cigarette at the same time.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm not smoking, but I'm taking in so much more nicotine than I ever did before by bumming cigarettes from people frantically, like literally running down the street going,
hey!
Can I bum one? And then it cut to me buying a carton of Marlboro Lights.
I was a Marble Red guy.
I know, man. It's hard, what man. Else was
oh yeah, then the American Spirit hard.
I
ones.
Did the American Spirits too. That because it seemed natural.
It'd take 20 minutes to smoke.
Then I learned how to roll my own, and I got so good at rolling with. I could roll with one hand driving.
That's good.
Seriously good, like incredible. And you realize you learn so well because you know you got to do it. You have to. There's
right.
No
it's
way a, around.
You're yeah. You're fighting code. Against time.
Yeah, and there's
hold on,
no
hold on.
There's no better place to smoke than a construction site because it gives you a minute to walk away and look at what you're doing and if you fucked up or not.
And get away and get a, you know.
Get go, a break. Yeah, get out of the hot sun.
Yeah. And then walk down the street.
Dude.
And then, but I had a nicotine OD, which scared the
what
shit
happened?
Out of me. I was doing the lozenges.
Yeah.
Now I do the gum.
Okay.
But I used to do the lozenges.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, I used to chew them pretty much, you know, and you're supposed to just suck on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I started getting really, really flush, and I turned like bright, bright, bright red, and then just pale ass white, and I was feeling my heart.
It was
and
going.
I was going like, I think I might die.
Right.
And then I started reading the package. Not to exceed 16 lozenges in a day. And I think I was on 40, 40
yeah,
or 50. And then I go, all right. And then it says call Poison Control Center. It gives you the number and all that. Didn't do that. Yeah. Got in the hot bath.
Yeah.
And I was fine.
Well, you get in a hot bath for anything, though.
Yeah. Back that's to the womb, that's baby. Exactly. No, when I hit water, I'm naked. I'm good.
Now,
I love water.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know this offhand, boys in the back there? Is a vaporizer for nicotine less harmful than smoke? It's got to be, right?
It's got to be.
I mean, how can it not
be? I don't
think
there's any of the like tars and oils.
No,
and
that
stuff.
And isn't that
like
the worst part of the whole smoking deal? Like
exactly.
All I know is I haven't had a cigarette. Like
that's good.
And two. Oh wow! Like two years, seven.
Good
months.
For you, man.
Yeah,
that's good.
All and right. I still don't have my voice yet. Kinda getting there.
No, coming but back. This is the, by the way, what people don't know, the secret to the great blues legends in the world of singing.
They all have polyps?
Smoking.
Oh, really?
Big time.
Okay.
Kidding me?
I believe you.
That's why they get that gravel, man, and there's no way to get it without it, unless you're like Steven Tyler and you've been screaming all your life.
I had the gravelly for a long time, and then I had to go get a polyp removed.
Oh, really?
Couldn't talk for like a month.
How'd they get it out?
They go in through your nose.
I thought you meant by your. I thought you meant your.
No, polyp in my throat.
I was going to say that's a long way to get up to his throat.
Yeah, and then you extend the 70-foot, you know, pipe down. No, you'd have to meet somewhere
in the middle.
Getting a visual.
Yeah, right.
And point. No, in my throat.
Jeez.
Yeah, I couldn't talk.
Incredible.
Yeah.
All right, man.
It was all right. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. We let's see what's going on. We got
what's up with your bracelet?
I finished
by the way.
Oh, this is you noticed it.
Yeah.
See?
You got like
see?
A silver bracelet
bells,
like
baby.
From the 80s or something.
Well, I had
it's
my
kinda cool.
My wife gave it to me years ago.
Yeah.
I wore it forever and then I stopped wearing it and then I was cleaning out as fate would have it when I clean out my end table by my bed there. You know, I find all sorts of crazy shit. Lo and behold, I found this, put it back on. My daughter said, hey, that looks good. So I wore it.
There you go. I know. Once you get
and
like,
she told me yesterday that
complimentary from a child, you're
my
on
wife
it.
Or my daughter said to me yesterday, I like the shirt you were wearing yesterday. And I swear to God, I was like, oh, really?
What's going
so
on?
So then I went out and I bought like four of the same ones. So
what
now
they,
my 11
they're buttering you up for
my,
Christmas.
My 11-year-old is either doing that or. I am completely transformed by what she says, and she's the god and ruler of my existence. I think that's probably what it is.
She is adorable.
She's the best.
She's great.
Yeah.
I loved it that first time I met her, and she's looking at me, you know, and like sussing you up. Because little kids suss
people
she
susses
up pretty
you
quick,
up. Yeah.
Pretty quickly, and I'm checking her out, and we're talking a little bit, and then she looks at me, and she goes, you know I'm Armenian.
Yeah.
And I was just... I was looking at her going like...
She's practicing bits.
Huge...
She's practicing bits.
Yeah, you have two Nordic parents.
Yeah.
I can see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's practicing her bits.
It's cute.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Hey, do you got anything that you want to share with us, Maddie? What do you know?
Let's do all that.
Oh, yeah. I want you guys to know that, you know, we're here at support Ace on the House, right? Thank you for supporting our show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Also, click through our Amazon link, Twitter at aceontthehouse, facebook.com/aceontthehouse. Follow Ray Ray Oldhoffer, Eric at Eric Stromer, and ericstromer.com. And 5 stars on the iTunes and leave us your comments. And by the way, holidays are right around the corner. Is there anybody we can wish anything to today, yesterday, when that whole thing happened? Didn't Hanukkah start yesterday?
It was a magical night for everyone.
What happened?
For Hanukkah?
Yeah. People lit the candle and things went nuts.
Pretty much how it always goes, man.
Was last night the first night?
Well, listen, the day that we're recording this is different than the day that it aired. Oh, so forget it. Might be a little confusing for people.
So cut it.
But no, we edit nothing. Mm-hmm. We did start Hanukkah, I think, on Tuesday night or Wednesday
last week, right?
Night. No.
You didn't?
I did. Ray says some very inappropriate things.
Sometimes Ray says things. Sometimes I say things.
I started sweating.
Yeah, you
no
did.
No one will ever know.
Yeah.
But Hanukkah started.
Good.
It's awesome.
Right on.
I'm going to Hanukkah dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you going to have?
I don't know.
What are you going to bring? What do you bring?
Bottle of wine? Halva.
Halva,
the bread. Yeah. Halva, and then halva is the bad dessert, right?
In my existence back years ago, I married a gal who was Jewish, and I learned this. Manish tana halal hazeh mikol halalot. Bam!
What does that mean?
That's the first.
Honey, can you blow me the first thing?
Can you tell your dad to not throw me out? Yeah. I think it's the first, what is it? The first question for the Seder. Isn't that what it is? Does anybody know? I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. Anyway, I did it and I kicked ass.
We're, because I've dated some Jewish ladies before. And how were their parents about you?
They love me.
Really?
I loved.
You were accepted?
Totally,
into the fold?
Totally. And this woman that was the mother was so fantastic. She changed my life.
Really?
I loved her. Still do.
That's great.
Great person.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody. See? One world, people.
Worked out great.
Let's be together. Let's be nice to each
That's
other.
That's right.
Matt, can we help anybody?
We certainly can. We'll start out with a video question. Please email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Go to aceontheroof.com to see the video questions. And the first video is from Jeff in Connecticut.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Ace Ray Stromer. Coming at it with a little bit of a plumbing problem.
A what problem? Plumbing? Okay. We can hear it.
The shower. There's a drip coming down through the basement. We don't have any caulking issues. And it's only after the shower runs for a little while. We end up with this. See the drip coming down right there?
Yeah.
Can't really figure out where it's coming from up there, and wondering what the solution might be.
So we're looking at a lid from downstairs that's exposed. So now he's going upstairs to the shower, I assume. Yes, he is.
I bet it's a fiberglass enclosure. You watch.
I'll bet you it's not. I bet it's tile. How much? $1.
$1.
Oh shit! I might
have repairs on.
All right, it's tile, but it's a tile. Oh, okay, it was a repair once.
Yeah.
So the drip is, I know the drip is either coming from here or here.
I know where it is.
What?
So two questions. One, is it the pipe? Or two, and two is how do I get to it?
The back side of
do
it,
I
the flip
out
side.
From over and through here?
No. The other side.
Other bedroom.
Yay, into the closet.
There you go.
Yes,
that's what you do.
Closet.
Pull out the drywall.
Avoid using and tearing apart the tile.
Yep.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
But you already got a really bad repair. You got that gold tile circa 1970.
Yeah.
That he's got to fix because they had to change out the handle.
Okay, so just for clarification.
I'll tell you what
For
it is.
Clarification, you won. I owe you $1.
Why?
Because it wasn't I thought it was a plastic.
It might be a plastic tub. You owe me 50 cents.
All right, we'll split the difference. Yeah. Congratulations. Anyway, two tiles. There was a repair once, or someone went nuts with design and did the two-tone.
No, that's a repair.
That's a repair, yeah.
That would be nuts with design.
Let me hear your idea on this. What do you got?
Here's what I'm thinking it is. Yeah. Because everything else looks pretty tight.
Yeah.
I think it's the overflow on the tub. Might be a little loose, or it might have to be caulked around it because the water is wicking down the wall, getting to the overflow, you know, getting behind it and then not going down the overflow and falling onto the...
I think it's the valve leaking.
You think it's the valve inside of the wall?
And I think he needs to open the closet drywall from stud to stud.
And get to all that.
And when you demo the drywall, when you're demoing the drywall, knock a hole between the two studs, then do yourself a favor and take the time right now when you're demoing to completely cut straight edges with a utility knife down the center of each stud on each side and make it perfect, and then start to deal with the plumbing. Don't just knock the hole in the wall and deal with the plumbing and then have to do that stuff later. It just makes sense.
And to your point, throw an access panel.
There you go. That huge idea. Great job.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
just so you don't cover it up.
Right where the valve
again.
Is. Build a, you know, frame a little opening where you can install a box to have a little door that opens and closes, right?
Yeah. I mean, it'd save you a lot of work, a lot of time. But also, I think, let's say if his leak isn't in the valve and it is in the drain at some level, if you find the leak and you don't want to take it apart or whatever, you can, because it's a drain, you can use that compression tape. Which works, you know, but it scares the shit out of me because, you know, 2 years later it starts unraveling or God knows what, but it does work.
And my question, and probably I can already answer this, but the ceiling's exposed because the moisture made the drywall fall down at some point. So don't bother drywalling that until we know for sure that this thing is completely rectified.
Yeah, you got it done. And also, if it is the drain, you might have to cut open a little bit of the sheeting that it's sitting on.
Yeah.
So you can see it. Because it's traveling. Your leak's traveling to that point.
Right.
Now you got to chase that leak and find out exactly where it's coming from. Now, or else it's moot.
And
you're just chasing your tail.
The best case scenario, in I would say collectively, I would assume I'm answering for you, but tell me if I'm wrong. In our opinion, we want you to rip the shower out and do it again because we don't like the two-tone.
The tile?
Yeah.
I'm with Eric.
Would like you to redo the entire bathtub surround with a new plumbing, new everything, so that we're done with this forever. Because I fear
you're just going to be revisiting.
You're going to be revisiting this in a couple of months.
Keep the tub. Tub's fine. Great. I love a bath.
You can't do that. I would keep the tub and then do everything again.
Do all the tile. Surround.
I was going to say do what they did before, but that's stupid because it'll look exactly the same with two-tone.
With the No, don't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Do you like that gold? Sometimes, you know, you'll see an old-ass tile job, and it is so effing beautiful. It's like you hate the demo.
I agree with you. If it's the right VIN number from the 30s or before.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's period. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Batch Elder tile from 1909 in Huntington Beach or something, yes, keep it.
Yeah.
But if it's like crap from 1950, if it's that,
get
over.
Rid of it. Yeah. And then something, you know, do something different.
Yeah.
Go get like a 4x8 stack or whatever.
Yeah, why not? Modernize it. You know, you'll be surprised what'll happen to your sex life if you bring in some 3x6 running Bond tile and put it up yourself. You might have your fourth and final baby.
Eric knows.
I know.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
That's why I have my little girl.
Little
right
stack stone.
There you go.
You know, that can do stack wonders for a relationship. Matt, speaking of relationships, how's Mrs. Fondelier? And have you attempted to do a little remodeling around the house so she gets turned on and goes crazy on you again?
Ooh.
Hey, now.
Such good questions. The missus is doing just fine. We recently put up our Christmas tree, so a little bit of remodeling in that regard.
Nice. Did it get the job done? Did you get to wear the elf hat? And that's all.
So far, it's been a very it's been very Merry Christmas around the Fondelier home.
The fact that his net last name is Fondelier.
I was going to say no coincidence that it's Matt Fondel.
Yeah.
His first move is when he shakes your hand. He just goes like,
"Yeah, he does."
Like
when I first fell nuts for him.
That's right.
Roger that.
Hey, did you get a real tree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, folks, on this tree deal. I've heard in the world of Christmas trees that they basically harvest them all at the same time, and then they're sitting in a warehouse somewhere, and they're watering them down and shipping them out and time-releasing deliveries.
Sure.
So it really doesn't matter if you buy it the day after Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve. It's the same. They were all harvested like apples at the same time.
I think there might be some truth to that, but I would still argue you got to get it on water
in water,
in water as quickly as possible. Yeah. So if they are in fact all cut at the same time, then you better off buying it a little earlier so you can put it.
So
in
you
the water
can take
earlier.
Care of the water needs to keep it from, you know, scorched earth, right?
Yeah, because I feel like in my past, anytime I get a Christmas tree, the trees will usually like keep drinking the water for about a week or so, and then at that point they just kind of
then they
start
go
slowly down.
Yeah, and then the other thing that I think people forget to do is if you put a Christmas tree right under a heat register.
Oh, it's going to dry.
It's gone
be
in
careful.
2 days. Yeah. Literally, like it dries out immediately. So if you can't avoid the heat register location, close the register or put a piece of plastic over it so that area is not blowing hot air on the tree.
On your tree.
Because it'll last literally weeks longer if you do that.
And also, if you're going to throw your Christmas tree away in May, use the neighbor's trash.
Thank you.
That's what I did. I threw one away. I was like so depressed.
I know.
I had the tree up. It was just a stick.
Kaylin, in your home, do you have a real or false tree?
I believe it's a real tree.
Okay. What do you mean you believe?
What do you mean you believe?
I don't know. I didn't go get it.
Well, what does it look like?
I mean, when you look at the tree, is it real or not?
I think so.
Does it smell like Christmas trees or does it not?
This is why you got the
actually, you know what? I don't think it does smell very, very Christmas tree-y. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, God. All right.
By the way, that kid
went
to one of the most expensive schools in L.A. No joke.
And he doesn't know if he's got a real or fake tree.
There you go.
Although he is John Connor, so what the hell? Who cares?
Hey, what was your GPA in high school?
I think it was like a 3.1.
Come on.
Of the five?
Well, now, wait a minute. Of the kids who went to your school, what is it, 99% go on a four-year school?
Yeah. I was the only kid in my graduating class, about 76, that skipped the four-year thing.
Well, this is why we love you, because you don't need that shit.
I don't need that.
You know, what do you
mean? Yeah, but hold on
and
a second.
3 years later, I saw four kids from my high school. They all dropped out, wasted all their money on the four-year, and were going to Santa Monica with me.
Okay,
wait a minute. What percentage went to Ivy League? It's got to be pretty high.
Probably like 8 to 10% of my class.
That's it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and
one of the kids in my grade got a perfect SAT score, and the other one got just one wrong the two of them got one wrong. So almost three kids in my class got perfect SAT scores.
Okay, now of the five major subjects in your essay in your final exams, what percentage of those tests did you take high on LSD?
All of them, actually.
Were you a pothead in high school?
Yeah. I was senior year, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. All right, let's move
just
on.
Just like your kid.
Yeah, that's right.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I have an aluminum tree.
Oh.
And it's from like the 50s.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's cool, actually.
Yeah,
that's
really
weird. It's vintage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's
I like
a
that.
Mid-century.
I can go with fake when it's that.
No, it has to be fake to be fake.
I got
to
tell you, though, it's looking better and better.
Which one?
Because the fake trees that have the built-in lights, I mean, it'll never happen in my house. My wife is like a Christmas freak. We got to do all that shit.
Yeah, but with the built, that saves.
But man, you pull it out of the bag, you know, the trash bag in the storage. You put three pieces together, bam, done. Plug it in, it's over.
But and where's the magic? Where's the magic?
Yeah, the magic's in the
magic?
Ornaments. The ornaments that you had from my mom made ornaments. I have the ornaments.
Well,
my mom.
But that's because she's from the motherland.
Yeah.
Fatherland, sorry.
Just spit all over
Listen
me.
To me, Maddie, finally. Where's the magic in me driving to Home Depot tomorrow night with my truck and buying a tree for $75?
Go to Home Depot. There's
why?
Like mom, go to tree places. Go support a local family. So we always do.
Local family.
Yeah, there's like a family run over in Eagle Rock. That's like the best Christmas tree farm you can go to in Los Angeles.
My mom used to go down to the local church. They used to sell trees.
Yeah, the church.
Okay, just because you people live on a higher moral plane, excuse me, and I support
Home Depot.
Whatever.
The tree guy.
Weather's really nice up here, Eric. It's really nice up here.
Yeah.
Do you tip the guy?
Moorpark in Lancashire. There you go. That's the move.
Oh, Moorpark in Lancashire.
Yeah, you know,
isn't that
church right there.
All right.
That's where I would go. The brick church.
Yeah, across the street, they'd sell the Christmas
trees. Right by the park.
Why are you all looking at me? I didn't do anything wrong. Stop looking at me.
Who doesn't know about that?
With your judging eyes.
Get a real tree, Eric. Join us.
Eric, you really go to Home Depot and buy a tree?
I have. I've done it.
My parents do that.
Hey, can we edit that out?
No.
Because that's really sad.
Why?
Eric goes to Home Depot and gets a tree.
Why? It takes 5 minutes. I drive
Because whenever you go to Home Depot, you associate everything with work. This is for
it
your
is
fam.
Work. Who's got oh, it? Who's go. Bringing
See,
the
Eric,
thing in?
Eric, we need to bring the magic back to Christmas in the Stromer household. La, I think.
La la la.
Hey, do you
la,
have?
La, God, he's losing it, Caleb. La, he's losing la, it.
Hey, do you have like
is that
I have
Rosemary's Baby? No,
that was my Charlie Brown thing.
Matt, did you have like a few stockings like from ex-girlfriends?
Excuse
that
me?
Made like I have three or four different stockings that say my name on it, but
really?
They were made
really,
but they were made by like different exes.
Betty, Margie, Francine.
No, it doesn't say their name. It's just I know where I got them, so it's a weird association. So
it
I
is.
Got rid of all of them.
So now what do you?
I have one that my mom.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
that's
so I got right. rid of all
you
the.
You
gotta
other go back
ones.
To the source.
Yeah, yeah.
Get rid of all these ladies that didn't
yeah.
work out.
Nope,
no way.
Work.
Who needs them?
Get rid of those stockings. Do you have any stuff like that?
No, not from exes, no. Sorry.
Do you have like an ornament or two from an ex?
What about that gal from Mexico? Hey, what about
it?
The Mexican gal? Yeah,
Feliz Navidad, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Oh, my God. No, I mean, listen, obviously there are things from that
relationship. She's got a brown Jesus on the top that was from her.
You are a sick individual.
You have that. I know.
I really don't. I don't have any sort of Christmas ornaments or any sort of
brown
mementos
Jesus.
Around the house. No.
Brown Jesus.
Can we answer another home
yes,
question?
Please,
yes,
please.
That's
help
all we
me.
Were.
Pull me out of weeds.
All right. So we got one more video question.
Oh, look!
Oh.
It's Brown Jesus! Go ahead, let's hear him.
This is a video from AJ in San Leandro, California, wherever okay. that is.
Yeah.
Ace, Ray, Strome. Get it on.
That's right.
So I bought this house in May.
Winner!
It's built in 47. And what I want to do is I want to patch
47?
That window. What we're doing now is we're looking into the... original construction, we're standing in the addition. So probably this was an actual window that was obscured glass. It's still obscured glass, as you could tell. But now what I want to do is I want to break out all that trim and just patch it and then match the existing texture. So first of all, I don't know what kind of texture this is or what I would do. I think it's like a, you know, I'm not sure if it's plastic, but it's like a set it up and knock it down sort of thing.
Like an orange peel.
And behind it is drywall.
So we're looking at a green bathroom, chartreuse.
So what I'll do over here probably is put in some
window, I believe.
Wood sort of, you know, something to screw into the rough opening, something to nail the drywall to. Is what I figure to screw the drywall to. And after that, I'll just go ahead and match the texture and then match the paint. Let me know. Does that make sense?
Wait, what's he want to do?
I don't, hold Thanks on. Like, hold on. Does he want to cover the window?
No, I think he wants a window. I think somebody painted that. That's a casement window, first of all.
The subject line of his email is patch old window. Match old texture.
Yeah, I think he wants to close the window opening, but what's he going to have on the outside of the house? Just a display window?
It was, I heard him say obscured glass, which you have to, you know, it's your bathroom.
This question, by the way, is indicative of Ray and my ADD, because I think we have no idea.
Yeah, we left.
Go back. We left the building. I don't know what he wants.
Can we start from the get-go? All right, let's pay attention.
Yeah, here we go. Not this part.
In May.
There we go. Right there.
And what I want to do is I want to patch that window. What we're doing now is we're looking into the original construction. We're standing in the addition. So probably this was an actual window that was obscured
oh,
glass.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's still obscured
okay.
glass.
Okay,
as
we
you
got
can
it.
Tell.
We got it. We got it.
Wait.
No, I got it. So it's he just wants to patch this and make it go away because the other side doesn't is a wall.
You sure?
Yes, it's covered up.
Oh, okay.
So he just wants to make that opening into a. He just wants to drywall.
He just wants
that.
To close
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So very simple.
Yeah.
Just basically take the trim off. And
pop
you can
it off.
Cut back the drywall and just drywall.
Don't even.
Or what? How do you want to do it? Just cut back the drywall and put a new piece in and mud it.
I mean, if he has corner bead in there, you got to cut that out. If there is. There might
or,
be.
Or nail on nailers on the inside. And just
yeah, frame it out and throw yeah. a piece of drywall in.
Yeah.
You F can, it. You're done.
Yeah.
I mean, not that hard. The texture part might be hard. And I'd go to Home Depot, to your point.
Oh boy.
And get and go to the texture and then take a picture of what you got going on, which is it looks like a knockdown or orange peel kind of thing. And they have like 6-7 different textures
that you can spray.
Yeah. And then practice on a piece of cardboard
there
first.
You go.
And then knock it down, you know, make it match more or less, and then have at it, repaint everything.
Yeah, and you may have to texture.
But by the way, I'd much rather put the window back.
But you can't because it's a new addition on the other side. Or that's the old house on the other side.
I don't know.
It
I
is.
Mean, if, there,
that's
if there's a
said.
Possibility to put a window
it's
in
not,
there.
It's not a real window. It's just a space that used to be outside, and
now
it's a room.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes. You got that out of
Yeah,
there?
I did.
Wow.
Because I'm a genius.
All right.
So patch it, cover it up, easy. But you may the worst case scenario is if you can't emulate the texture, you're going to really see that you can't emulate the texture. So you may have to do that whole wall with new texture.
You can do that too. That's a great idea.
You know,
actually.
Otherwise it's like here's where the square used to be. You know, that could be an issue.
Oh, you know what else you could do?
Huh?
Everything finished. Put up a fake curtain. Fuck it.
Why not? Okay, you could do
kidding.
That, I guess.
No. Why is that curtain there?
Or
don't worry about it.
Or make it a shadow box display. You could turn it into an art piece.
Put shelves.
Take
suspended
it out.
Suspended shelves.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Shelves for it.
I would also think about putting a puck light up on the top of the opening.
Shining down glass shelves.
Through glass shelves. It's a display case where you put your, you know, pictures of Ray and I.
That. And like towels and such.
I don't know why not.
Maybe some toilet paper, but I hate when toilet paper is like left out.
Or how about fine soaps or hand lotions?
I like potpourri.
Potpourri.
What happened? Oh, and it's Christmas time.
Oh my God.
You could have a Christmas
it could have
potpourri
cinnamon,
out there.
Cinnamon essences.
Oh.
How do you say plural essence? Essences?
I don't think so. Essence. I don't know
if you can actually plural that.
Plural. Right? I don't think you can plural.
Okay, whatever.
Essence. It's the essence of it.
We touch on design. We touch on health.
That's a great idea.
Don't we do things?
Hey.
Yeah, right. High five.
Touch soft.
Touch me in the
touch
morning.
Soft.
There you go.
So, Brown Jesus, what's going on now? What else you got?
I'm not going to respond to Brown Jesus. Please don't make me do this. All right, let's move on to an email question.
Don't make me do this.
Once again, please email us, aceonthehouse@.
Matt, I have much love for you. Gina put a bunch of pictures of you and I up.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, it's on her Twitter. I was looking at it.
You sent me a picture of Ray and you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I don't often feel – it wasn't that I was aroused. It was that I felt cuddly and warm just looking at the photo.
I have love for Matt.
Because they were hugging like they were – you know, it just felt like a fuzzy – like when a kid sits in Santa's lap. It had
Matt,
that feeling.
Matt, who did you hang out with the most on the cruise?
That's exactly how it felt.
Matt.
I'm going to send this picture to Keelan right now so we can
Matt,
put it on the website.
Answer my question.
What's up, buddy?
You're hurting my voice again.
Just like old times.
Like before. Hey, Matt, who did you hang out the most with on the cruise?
Probably you.
Yep.
Oh.
See,
just
I know.
Buddy.
I know. Had a great time.
You guys may want to go on a little camping trip.
Who did you
camping
like the least
together?
On the cruise?
You.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Whatever. All right, fine. Let's help people. I'm not talking to you anymore. Caitlin, get on the mic. It's fucking... Matt.
No, see? I'm trying to send this to Kaelin here, but we can do a video question an email question in the meantime.
All right, fine.
Again, email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. What's up?
By the way.
What picture are we looking at, Matt?
Oh, so far right now you're looking at what is about to go with this email I'm going to read you. Guys,
we're looking at a garage.
I have this issue involving a gap on the right side of the garage door that allows water in and around the blocks when it rains. I've tried building up the garage pad a bit with quickcrete to angle the water out, but still hasn't helped much. Is there anything else I can mold or do to close the gap and keep the water out? And that is from Evan in Columbus, Ohio.
Hmm.
Wait, the water's coming from the door or the...
Yeah, the bottom of the door on the left side there.
So you mean it grades back into the garage?
No, it looks like it looks like a raised foundation right there.
Yeah.
So that's concrete
on
top of wood.
Hold on, I gotta put my glasses on. I can't tell.
Right? And then he's got a gap sitting there between the rail of the garage door.
Yeah.
And see where the sun's coming through there?
Okay, yeah.
So he's got to dry pack that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then before you do that, what's his name?
Evan.
Evan, before you do that, you're going to have to prime the hell out of all that wood that's exposed right there. And then it also looks like there's some stucco mold. Now, don't get the track. So you're going to have to put a piece of cardboard to not dry. And then the way you dry pack, you're going to mix mortar up really super dry, and you're going to throw it on there. It sticks. All right? You're going to put some glue in it too. You're going to throw it. Then you're going to shape it after you go, you know,
after
heavy.
It sets up a minute.
Yeah. And then you're going to shape it, and that's going to give you waterproofing. Ta-da!
Okay, now let me hear
and
about,
then some caulking on the bottom.
Let me hear about your technique of adding the concrete glue.
I just would mix it with the water.
And do you throw it on the surface you're going to put it on as well?
You can, yeah. Or you can put weld.
Do you find that to be a beneficial thing to do?
The stickier, the better.
Yeah.
You know, but then also you've got to prime the hell out of the wood, Eric.
Yeah.
Or else it's just going to rot away.
Yeah.
So prime it, even use bitumen, something. Because you don't want the mortar directly on the wood.
No, you don't.
And then the way you do it, you flick it. You know, when you flick a mortar?
Yep.
So
that's the same way you float a shower stall, too.
Right.
You flick the shit out of it. Yeah, it's just...
And it sticks.
It does. If there's enough
good,
line...
If you got enough good wrist action. And, you know, before, you could buy plaster sand. They don't make it anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's not legal. Too
silica.
Silty.
Yeah.
Too
yeah.
silty. You know,
oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now you can only get wash sand.
Right.
Which kind of sucks.
Does suck.
But, you know, what you said, you can add lime to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you flick it, shape it, and it'll turn out great. Somebody already did it, by the way. That's that picture right there on the left,
yeah.
Eric.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, by the way, I've done like whole every Mexican dude I know that does stucco.
Yeah.
For the most, well, a lot of them do the hawk and trowel now.
Yeah.
A lot of people do the hawk and trowel. But when you're going on top of brick and you're doing stucco, the flick technique is it.
Yeah.
Because it won't crack.
No.
You know,
because it's the right compression.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because you're kind of shooting it on.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not
right.
like you're spraying it.
No,
on.
You're right about that.
But it you know, it's just anytime a good way to do
anytime
it.
I pull off of a hawk onto a wall with a trowel, it
the
doesn't.
Rebound.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah.
The flicking is the key.
Key.
I actually just use a trowel. Right.
And then fill it.
And then fill the trowel and then use a margin trowel and use that to
that.
Flick.
Yeah, I use like a smaller diamond trowel because
yeah. I'm not good on the diamonds. I've grown up using the
margin trowel
from the tile.
So
I can fly with
drive
that thing.
Drive me nuts.
Three inches wide. Yeah,
yeah.
That thing for me works like crazy.
If somebody messes up my margin trowel, I get freaky.
I get crazy.
Like when they throw glue on it or something. Oh, I just went to then clean it.
Yeah.
Like, do not hand me this.
No, those are...
You've desecrated my fine tool.
Yeah. No good. By the way, if you want to please me for the Christmas season, the holiday season, I'll take a margin trowel.
I got you.
With a nice hand.
Do you want a rose or a Marshalltown?
I've traditionally used the Marshalltown.
Yeah.
I like the handle. Feels right. Ergonomic.
The rose ones are nice, too, though.
Yeah.
High-endy.
Yeah.
Expensive. Isn't it weird that, like, a little piece of steel costs $25?
Yes.
And you just freak.
Yeah.
Like tuck trowel,
and
really?
And then if thin set dries on it and I got to like whack it against the concrete, it breaks my heart.
Right.
Because it'll
or
bend.
Or you get a dent in it.
Yeah.
Or then, you know, because I've bought, I don't know how many tuck trowels I've had. Oh, look, there we are.
Oh, see? Please go to the website. And I think you people will feel the same that I did. It feels, it's the same, the photograph of Ray and Mr. Fondelier makes you feel like you're seeing a small boy sitting on a lovely man's Santa's lap at a mall.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Hey, what's up with that face you got going on, Matt? You look like a cartoon.
Right?
Right, your eyes are closed and you're not even looking at the camera. What are you talking about?
So? I was already drunk. Were we drunk by then?
Yes, we were, and we hadn't even gotten into our rooms yet. This was like the very beginning of the cruise.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when
I'll never forget it.
He puts his hand between what
those
he thinks are
pillows?
Yeah.
Great movie. Shh. Well, let's wrap up with one more email question.
Yeah,
what
not?
Do you guys say? This is a little bit of a long one from Phil in Buffalo.
Hold on. Let's interrupt him a couple times. Go
hey
ahead, Matt.
Guys, you are looking at our master bathroom, which shares a wall with the master closet. We've been in the house about a year, and my wife and I have noticed a sewer gas smell in
ooh.
The corner. I replaced the wax ring on the toilet and have done all kinds of cleaning of pipes and traps. The smell remains, but it only pops up intermittently. Today it was so bad, I aggressively sniffed and discovered the source. The previous homeowner installed this tie belt rack, and when drilling, they clearly pierced the PVC pipe, which I think has to be the vent pipe. When sticking my nose up to the hole, it stinks.
Wow. Question, that's a good call, man.
Can I plug the hole, or does the pipe need to be replaced?
No.
Can I do it, or is it a plumber? Should I rip out the drywall to investigate first, or just let the plumber do it all?
Thanks. No, just open the drywall and you can do it.
Open it up and all you have to do is tape it. It's a vent.
Yeah.
You know, it's a vent, and so it's wicking through.
What would you say they tape it with?
That badass, you know, 10 mil whatever tape it is.
Yeah.
Black stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'll never come off.
No, it won't.
And you're not going to be able to wrap it. You're just going to – it's going to look like a bandage from, you know, a cartoon.
Right.
But that's what it is. And by the way, great find.
Yeah, hell yeah, great find. Like, that's literally one in a million that you figure that out. Good work, man.
Yeah, if you're not familiar, like, we would figure it out and it would take us a while.
Yep.
And then, oh, okay, I get it.
I'm actually impressed with this one.
Yeah, me too.
This is one of the better ones.
Good on you.
Yeah, man.
And but unfortunately, you do have to cut it open.
Yeah.
And, you know, it looks like they, okay, did he do that? Because you got the lead anchors there. Or did he? So
no, that was a belt. The former guy put a belt rack up.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you. Yeah. Well, you got your work cut out for you. But you know what you're doing, and you found the source. Yeah. Good on you. Ericy, let's say bye to everyone.
Bye, everybody.
All right. Now let's do that thing. You do it.
Oh, okay. Support Ace on the House. Thank you for supporting our show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Click through the Amazon link. Twitter at Ace on the House. Facebook.com/Ace on the House. Follow Ray Ray and Old Hoffer, Eric and Eric Stromer. Old Hoffer's not easy to say quickly, by the way. And rate us 5 stars on the iTunes and leave us a comment. We love you guys. And Merry happy holiday.
Happy holidays, Eric. Happy holidays, Brown Jesus. Happy holidays to Kaylin and everyone else. Love you, Matt. Bye now.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.